Go!
Time for Prospect Perspective, as the Finsiders bring you some of the top prospects in the 2014 draft in their own words.
This is Greg Likens from the Finsiders, and recently we had the chance to catch up with running back Devontae Freeman from Florida State and Miami Central High School. John Kajemi will break down his draft prospects in just a few minutes, but first here's a portion of the conversation Freeman had with myself, John, and O.J. McDuffie.
Now, Devontae, you at Florida State, they use him in a lot of different ways. You caught the ball out of the backfield, you ran it between the tackles, you ran it outside. And it seems like that's the way the NFL has gotten to, where the backs now have to be able to do a lot of different things. You take pride in the fact that you can catch it out of the backfield, you can run it between the tackles, you're also willing to stick your nose up there and block guys coming in there. You're a well-rounded back. Is that something that you pride yourself on, and you think that'll help you at the next level?
Yeah, man, I hope it helped me a lot. Now that how has this lead has changed to like almost a passing lead, you got to have a running back that's complete, more than that just a run and catch. You got to have a running back that's the catch, block, and run, swing tackles on outside, and, you know, get you them crucial, make them crucial plays and stuff. And I just think I could contribute a lot to the NFL with that. And, I think I'd be successful in the NFL if they use me like that.
Devontae, growing up in Miami, I just wanted to ask you, were you ever a Dolphin fan? I mean, were you ever a fan of the Miami Dolphins? Is this your team? Do you consider the Miami Dolphins a Devontae Freeman's team?
Come on, now. I'm a Miami guy. I gotta ask. Come on, dog. I'm a Miami guy, man. To be honest, growing up, I wanted to play for UM. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to be there. But it was kind of, I felt like it was a slap in the face when they didn't recruit me. I felt like I was the best running back coming out my year in college. And I ain't gonna lie, I was hurt by that thing. So that's why there's so much attention against them from me with them. Just on the field only, but off the field, I love them. My brothers and stuff, we cool. But, of course, I was a Miami guy. I'm a Dolphin. I grew up here. That's all I knew, watching Ricky Williams, all those guys, man. You know, running back Ricky Williams was the guy, Reggie Bush, all them guys. And, that's my favorite team, of course, because that's all I grew up on. And
so, Devontae, how would it feel on draft day, you know, to hear your name called and say, you know, Devontae Freeman is selected by the Miami Dolphins?
Hey, man, you made me smile too much. I'll just be shocked. Like, I'll just be like, it'll be in the moment where you, like, you know, as a kid growing up, like, you see this, but it's kind of hard to picture it because of the background I come from. It was hard. I didn't really have a lot. I just was single parent mom, six brothers and sisters helping. So it was like, man, yeah, if I get there, I get there. But I'm just keep doing what I'm doing for now. So, but if I do get that chance to go there, I don't know, man. I don't know what my reaction gonna be. I don't know. I think I'll just be. It'll be just one of those things when. I don't know. That's going to be a great moment, though. I know it's going to be a great moment.
Now, Devontae, now, if you do come to Miami, I know if I would have got drafted by a team in Ohio, my ticket situation would have been out of control. I wouldn't have been able to, you know, get enough tickets. If you do come to Miami, happen to be drafted by the Dolphins, how's your ticket situation going to be like?
It's going to be something where, because, like, I want to go, I mean, like, I ain't going to say it. But, I ain't going to say it. It's one of those things, like, where I feel like I could start foundations and stuff and help kids out. Yeah. And a lot of people will want to help me give back to my community and stuff, where, like, have a kid to get Dolphin tickets and stuff, because I know I bring a lot of people to those games and stuff. And I would just have to have something like that, because I know it would be ridiculous. Like, every week, home game, let me get a ticket. Whole family here, everybody here that I love and who love me. So it'll just be one of those things where I'm just kind of like, I have to start a foundation, like, kids with the most A's and the guy who worked the hardest, something like that, like, some things like that. It'll work out, though.
I like that. I like that.
Devontae Freeman, former star running back at both Florida State and Miami Central High School, now a top draft prospect, joining us here on the Finsiders, the Metro PCS Hotline. And you mentioned that you had kind of in your mind that rivalry with University of Miami because they didn't draft you. Well, you certainly went out on the field and played well against your hometown team, especially this past season. 41-14 win over Miami for Florida State. You rushed for 78 yards, received 98 receiving yards, and three total touchdowns. Devontae, what was going through your mind? Was that what you had envisioned when you were going back up against UM?
Every time. My mindset was just to destroy and make them regret what they did. That's my whole mindset. Like, I'm going to destroy y'all. I'm going to make y'all mad at y'all self for not recruiting me how I felt like y'all should have. But Coach Al Golden, he wasn't there, though. He just had got there. When he got there, he did reach out to me and get me and stuff, and Coach Barrow, a couple of those other guys. But it was kind of too late, but I still felt disrespected. So it's not Al Golden's fault. It's before him and stuff, but it's all love right now. We see each other. I love you, Coach. Hey, man, thanks for not getting me. Nah, I just got to.
Hey, Devontae, you had a legendary career at Miami Central. I mean, especially when you consider that you didn't start till your senior year. You ran for over 2,200 yards in your senior year, 26 touchdowns. The state championship game, you ran for 308 yards on 36 carries. You were the game's MVP. It's Miami Central won in state 6A's state championship game here in Florida. How proud were you to see Miami Central win another state title this past season with a bunch of guys that I'm sure look up to you?
Man, it's just one of those things where you're like, this is what we started. This is what I envisioned. I started to put the program on top. Like, changed the whole program because, like, Miami Central, we wasn't winning. We always couldn't get over that hump, man. We got the guys to buy in. Like, I was, like, helping coaches, like, man, coach, let's try to do this. Let's try to get this guy. He should be here. I'm talking to him and stuff. Got Cato and Tommy Shula over there with me. And we built. And we didn't settle for nothing. We kept working hard, keep working hard, and we wanted it. And I was one of those guys that I kind of want to go to places like who building so I could be a part of that Super Bowl that I could say, man, I mean, I helped build that. Same thing with Miami Central. I helped build Miami Central, the first national championship ever. I was on that team, starting running back, MVP of the game. Florida State, same thing. They sold out, came back, we built. And now I just want to go to a building team so we can have, it's going to keep us hungry, and I feel like it's going to give us that drive. I know it's going to keep me hungry to know how far we got to go. So that's the fun thing. When you know how far you got to go, you keep that drive about yourself.
That was our conversation with a very candid Devontae Freeman from Florida State, a national champion. And, John, when you take a look at his draft prospects, what do you see?
I see he's a Miami Dolphin fan, number one, which is nice to see. I think Devontae Freeman exudes excitement. You know, he has the ability to run the football between the tackles, and he has the ability with his speed to get outside and make you miss. And that's the exciting part about a back that has the stature. He's not a big back, but he runs big. And I think that's the difference between some of the guys that maybe lumber through the line of scrimmage and don't get to the end of the hole, where a guy that like Devontae Freeman, he runs with such power and such explosiveness that you might see him in a Chip Kelly offense, maybe a Bill Lazor offense that he's bringing to the Miami Dolphins. So an excitable guy, one of those backs that Miami Dolphin fans should definitely watch. He's a Miami native. He's a Miami Dolphins fan. I think he would just blow the roof off of this place if he was selected by the Miami Dolphins. So an excitable guy, liked him in college football, and I think his running style will translate to the National Football League.